We are in Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. We have two Taisvis to learn on the Sugya. Kotal Turei Avde Ochinami Deloy Mechayev. The Gemara asked Akashe on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Ishai Mishum Amoinai. So therefore, the Gemara asked Akasha, why is it, if there was an Eved Kofosloi, Ugdi Somochloi, Venisraf Imoi Potter, why is he Potter, Pyod Ishai Mishimamainai, so Ilu Kotol Turei Avde, what would be if Ishra killed an Eved, Ochinami Deloi Mechayev? So here you also say you're not chayv. Why is he potter? Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, kotel turei avdei, ochinami deloy mechayev. Perish akuntres. Hoksiv kesef shloishim shkolim yitain ladoino. So just like when his shoyer kills an eved knani, there's a din of shloishim shkolim. So why, if Ishai mishum b'mainai, why, if it was Eved Kofosloi, he's potter v'kosher? Tractaisvis, what, how did Rashi understand the kasha? The imrotz oloima, if Rashi means to say, duhu adin l'kabe Ishai, that by Eish, Ishe Mishum Mamoinai, the Mishalim Shloishim Shalevet. He should also pay Shloishim Shalevet. Why do you say, hey, Evet Kofosloi, he's Potter on the Evet? You should pay Shloishim Shalevet. What is the difference if his Eish kills an Evet or if his Shur kills an Evet? So Taisva says, that Kasha is Bechlau not Shver. You can't say that Eish should be Chayev Shloishim Shalevet. The Beperikam Omrinin Da Asher Mishalim Shloishim Shalevet Mashayin Kein Ba'Eish. This is a Gemara and Daf Yud Lamed Aleph. Chomer B'Shoyer Mi Ba'Eish, that Asher pays Shloishim Shalevet and Eish does not pay Shloishim Shalevet. So what's your kasha? The knas of Shloishim Shalevet was not said by Eish. Zokta Marim Shif in the Nachlas David. Let's look how Rashi learned Pshat in that Gemara, Daf Yudah Medalev. Let us see what Rashi says. So on Daf Yudah Medalev, it says as follows. Choymer B'Sheir Mi Ba'Eish, Shasher Mishalem Kaifa V'chayev B'Shloishim Shalevet. So Mashen came Beish. So the top Rashi says, Eish Loichayev Bo Sreifas Odom Shahoya Loi Levroyach. So Rashi says that Eish is not Chayev if a person got killed, should have run away. Vim Kofosu Hamaver Chayev Mise V'Kom Loi B'Darabe B'Nei. So Rashi had two ways to understand that Eish is Potter on Shloishim Shalevet. Either if he's not Kofos, so he could run away. And if he is Kofos, Kim Loi B'Darabene. So this is only good according to Rav Yochanan, that Ishe Mishum Chitzot. But if you hold Ishe Mishum Amoinai, the only reason you'd be Potter is the first reason, because Hoi Loi Revroyach. And that kufa is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara said, but Eved Kofos, so why in Yuchayim Shloishim Shalevet? I mean, Rashi, there's no Gemara fakert and Rashi. Rashi understood the only reason you're potter by Shloishim Shalevet is either as Kimle B'Darabanein, Yodishim Yishim Amayne, this is not Shaya, or Hayyalei Levroyach. There's no other reason. So this is Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Are you Eved Kofos? Like, why are you potter? Shetake Pei Shloishim Shalevet. Shitas HaToisves, Toisves did not learn like Rashi. There's a Toisves on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that says the whole concept of Kimlei B'Darab Minei does not apply at all by Koifer and Shloishim Shalavit. That's what Toisves says. And the Maram explains that Toisves held that if there's two onshim for one maaser, there's no din of Kimlei B'Darabnei. Kimlei B'Darabnei, if there are two sibis of oynish, let's say a zoyrek chetz b'Shabbos v'kora shiroi, he's a machalo Shabbos, he was mazik a beget, so there are two sibis of oynish. There's a siba of achi of misa because of the chilul Shabbos. There's a siba of tashlumim because he was kereya shiroim. He, when he threw this chaitz, he was mazik a beget. So there the halacha is that you give him the chum of the koinish. But if there's one aveira that has two onshim that come with it, for example, Tosis is speaking about that a person killed someone else, you should be chayiv, Misa and Koifel. So, according to Tosis, this is one big oinish for killing a person, Misa and Koifel. And that, there's no concept of Kimlei B'Darabnei. So Tosis says, so the reason that Adam is Potomi Koifel, the reason that Eish is Potomi Koifel, because with a miut im Koifel, Yushas Olof. Koifel is only on the Sherer and not on any other Mazik. That's it, that's how Tosis. By Koifel and Shloishim Shlevet, there's no Ptur of Kimlei B'Darabnei. There's a miut. So Tosis Lishitosoi is asking a good kasha. Tais is asking Akasha, how could you ask innocently that Eish should be chayv shloishim shalevet? There's a miyut olav aloy al Eish. So you can't ask Akasha, Eish should be chayv shloishim shalevet. There's a miyut. This is Shita. So Tais is Lishita. So he asks Akasha, and that's how Tais is understood the Baraisa. Daf Yudam Adalev. But when we look in Rashi, Daf Yudam Adalev, Rashi had a different mahalach. Rashi did not hold of this drosha. And Rashi says, the only reason you're pot is either Hayyalei Levroi, Hakim Lev, the Rabbinay. So Memela Agama is asking, Gamayra de Kikashe. But Evet Kofus, it's like Hayyalei Levroi. So Memela, so, and he's not Chayim Misa, it's not Shakim Lev, the Rabbinay. So let him take him Chayim Shloishim Shalevet. So, Rashi knew the Gemara, and Rashi Lishitosa is Bechlal Natshver, that Gemara on that view. Now let's go further. So Mamele, Abotaisa says, you can't say that that's Pshat in the Gemara. It's Kashi, even up in the Bereis. Ve'im Rotzaloyna. If we'll say, the Gemara is asking a different Kashi. Now, the Gemara is being miyachas ilu kotel ture avde, ochanam vidaloy mechayiv. So here, why isn't the Baal HaEish chayiv? Ve'im rotzoloy me, dechi heichi dahosam mishalem knas, hochi nami mishalem dmei hagdi, oloy gamrinin momen miknas. Now, let us understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos wants to say, let's learn out a limud from Shloishim Shalev. Shloishim Shalev and Eishes Potter. That's nothing what we're talking about. Because it is a miyut olav v'lo yaleish. But the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Why aren't you chayiv on the gdi? Why aren't you chayiv on the gdi? And so what's the kasha? So the Rashba explains the kasha. Amir dike Rashba. The Rashba says, Hachi kama. Ki heichi de mishalem lamed shal eved. V'lo yemrinin kimloi bederabimenei, alchinami loi amrinen, kimloi bederabimenei. Now, let's understand what the Rashba is saying. The Gemara is asking Akasha. The Gemara builds from Evet. The Gemara is comparing Eish to Asher that killed an Evet. Ilu kotel turei avder ochinami doloi mechai. So what are we learning out from Evet? So the Rashba wants to say that, and this is the Mahalach and Tosfos, that we're learning out from Evet as follows. When an Sher kills an Evet, you pay Lamed Shel Evet. Why don't you say Kimblei B'derabim Minei? And we'll deviate Pshat and discussion. We'll come back to discussion in a minute. Why don't you say Kimblei B'derabim Minei when the Sher kills an Evet? You don't say Kimblei B'derabim Minei when the Sher kills an Evet. And therefore you pay Shloshim Shel Evet. So who Adin? If your Eish killed a Gdi, you also shouldn't say Kimlei B'derab M'minei. Just like you don't say Kimlei B'derab M'minei when a Sher kills an Evet. This is how the Rashba says Pshat in this Mahalach. So I'm learning out an Eish that kills a Gdi, you don't say Kimlei B'derab M'minei. Just like you don't say Kimlei B'derabnei when Asher kills an Evet. That means here the Eish killed an Evet and a Gdi. So just like when the Asher kills a Gdi, you don't say Kimlei B'derabnei. Just like when the Asher kills an Evet, you don't say Kimlei B'derabnei. Wadin, when the Eish kills an Evet and a Gdi, you don't say Kimlei B'derabnei, and he should therefore pay for the Gdi. Don't pay for the Evet, because they suppose there's a meat all over Loyalesh, but pay for the Gdi al Kaponim. Before we elaborate on what the Kasha was, so Tosfos says, you can't learn out Dmei HaGdi from Shloshim Shel Evet. V'im rotzo loyma, d'chi heichi d'hosom mishalim knas, Hachinami Mishalim Dmei Hagdi. That's Shan the Gemara's Kasha. Just like you don't say Kimlei B'derabim Minei by Shloshim Shel Evet, and you pay Knas. So here don't say Kimlei B'derabim Minei when the Eish killed a Evet or Negdi. That can be Shan the Gemara's Kasha. Holoi Gamrinin Momin Miknas. How can you learn that moment from Knas? Could be Shloshim Shel Evet is a Knas, and if you don't say Kimlei B'derabim Minei. Dmei HaGdi is a moment, so could be you do say Kimlei B'derabim Minei. How can you learn out one from the other? This is how Tosfos shlugs up the second pshat. Now, let us try to understand Tosfos brought down the pshat, Tosfos shlugs it up, you can't learn out Gdi from Evet, this is Knas, this is Momin. But let us try to understand, where's the Kimlei B'derabnei over here? Where do you have Kimlei B'derabnei? When my Sher kills an Evet, you don't say Kimlei B'derabnei. Where's the Kimlei B'derabnei when the Sher kills an Evet? Who's Chayiv Mis over here? The Sher? This is Kimlei B'derabnei, that's why I shouldn't pay for the Evet. Or by my Eish, if my Eish kills an Evet in the Gdi, we should say Kimlei B'derabim Minei, that should be potter to pay for the Gdi. Where is there the Kimlei B'derabim Minei over here? But what are we talking about? So at first I thought, perhaps I'm a chudish to Kipshat, and then I found that Yelas HaShachar is mitzavdit such a pshat, but so I'd like to say I'm a chudish to Kipshat. In Pasuk it says, let us talk, we're talking about Shloshim Shel Evet. In Shloshim Shel Evet, the case is speaking about, if a person had a Sher Hamu'ud, and it killed an Evet, so you pay Shloshim Shel Evet. If you have a Sher Hamu'ud, and it kills a person, you pay kofel. Now, let's talk about kofel for 1 minute, and then we'll come to Shleishim Shalevet. The pasuk says, by a sher amuid, if he killed sher nagachu, and he killed a person, so it says, asher yisakul v'gam ba'ol of yumos. What does gambol of yumos mean? Misubidei shamayim. If I had a sher that killed 3 people, so you know you have a dangerous sher there. So if I killed a 4th person, you're chayiv misubidei shamayim. V'im kaifa yusha solov. If you pay kaifa, that'll be mechapa d'chiv misubidei shamayim. But al koponim, it says amoyre dekezach in the posik, that if my sher hamuet killed a person, so the Baal HaSher is chayiv misa b'day shamayim. So let us think out loud a minute. So l'chayre, what would be the din by an eish that killed a person? L'chayre also should be chayiv misa b'day shamayim. L'chayre an eish the first time is like a sher hamuet the 4th time. The first 3 times is b'cheska shima. I shouldn't have expected it. But an eish the first time is like a sher hamuet the 4th time. So l'chayre, I should be chayiv. The Baal Eish may chayiv misa b'day shamayim. He had an eish. He didn't watch the eish and it killed a person and a gedi. She be chayiv misa b'day shamayim. L'chayre, there'd be a mokim to think like this. Now let's go a little further. There's a Rav Nechunya ben Akone in Mesechtes Ksubis. Rav Nechunya ben Akone, he said that not only he of Mises Bezn is that in Kimle B'darab Mnei, but he of Hoyoisa Yema Kippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumim. Yema Kippurim, that was he of Kores, is also a din of Kimle B'darab Mnei. This is Rav Nechunya ben Akone. And there's a machlek using Neilun Maris between Abai and Rove. And Abai says, Afilo Misi B'dei Shemaim, you also say, Kimlei B'darab Minei. So if we would dare to say that our Gemara is asking Akasha according to Abai Alibed Rav Nechunya ben Akone, so then the Gemara is Meiridik. So now we have here now we'll understand the flow of the Gemara Meiridik. The Gemara asked Akasha as follows. The Gemara says that just like the Gemara wants to ask Akasha by Eved Kofos Ishe Mishun Mamoinoi, you should be chayiv to pay for the Gdi. So someone will tell me, no. Ishim Mishim Amoyne, Yechayiv Misa B'day Shemayim, Yechayiv Misa B'day Shemayim, according to Abai Elibid Rav Nechunya Ben Akone. So that's why you're potter. What's your kasha and Reish Lakish? We're asking a kasha and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, you hold Ishim Mishim Amoyne, why aren't you chayiv on the Gdi? So perhaps Reish Lakish could say, the mission is going Elibid Rav Nechunya Ben Akone. And I hold like Abai, that misa b'day shemayim patas mitashlumim. So memele, that's why you put on the gedi. In fact, the Gemara, no, you can't say such a thing. There's enough in the posik pakel. The posik says that you're chayiv to pay shloshim shalevet. And why didn't you say over there, kim lebed rabne, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone? So you see, for some reason, you don't say kim lebed rabne. So say the same thing over here. That could be pshat in Taisvis. And Taisvis says, but how could you learn now from Shloishim Shalevet? Shloishim Shalevet is a knas, and here I'm talking about mama. Maybe my mama, we do say Kim Leibed Rabne. That's, but could be that is the shakla vitalia of Taisvis. But it's a very daring pshat to say that the whole Gemara is going according to But perhaps we could say a little differently. And the it once mentioned, the Mishnah says and that Lamed Dalet Lamed Beis Chaimer Bishoyer Mibodo Shoyrei Shechoval Ba'oviv Ubi'imai Chayiv Fuhu Shechoval Ba'oviv Ubi'imai Potter Pigneshu Mishayiv Benafshay. The Gemara says there's a chayma if my shayr was chayvul ba'ovi, or if I was chayvul ba'ovi. If my shayr was chayvul ba'ovi, I'm chayv to pay the chavola to ovi. And if I was chayvul ba'ovi, I'm potter to pay the chavola to ovi, because neshu is mischayv benafshe. This is a chayma mibishayr miba'ovi. So I once asked Akasha, that's not chayma b'sher mi ba'odom. When I'm chayvul ba'ovi, so I'm chayvul, it's my father. So memela, so there's a din, chayvul ba'ovi is, so there's a din kimle b'darab minei. When my sher is chayvul ba'ovi, it's not the sher's father. So that's why b'sher is potter. So chayma, B'sher mi ba'odom. If someone else will be chayvul ba'ovi, he's also chayv to pay. That's called chayma someone else than me. The whole chayma is that on a shayr, there is a chayv tashlumim, and when I'm chayvul, there's no chayv tashlumim. There's no chayv tashlumim by the shayr because that's the shayr's father. It's my father. So I said, no, the Mishnah is meiridik. The Mishnah is telling me a meiridik is a. We have mentioned that daf beis. If my the Meiri says on the Mishnah shehizik chava mazik l'sham tashlumei nezik, when the dalet ovis nezik am mazik chava mazik l'sham, who's the mazik? The boyer? The eish? No, the mazik is the older. He's the mazik. He's the mazik. The eish was mazik. The boyer was mazik. No, you're the mazik. That means we attribute, since you're responsible to watch your shir, you're responsible to watch your boy, you're the mazik, have a mazik l'sham. The mazik is, you're the mazik. Zichre, that came out to the boy, to the ish, but you're the mazik. So memele, when it comes to tashlumim, you're paying because you're the mazik. So memele, there'd be a svara to say, if I'm the mazik, so memela is considered that I was chayvul ba'ovi because of my pshi in the shmir. I was chayvul ba'ovi. So I said, no. In tashlumim, it's called you're the mazik. But when it comes to tachiyev misa, you're not called. So chayme b'sher mi ba'odah. If you're chayvul ba'ovi alone, then there's a nimischayv benafshe. If you're considered a mazik la'avicha al yedei sheposha b'shmire shoyre, there is no din of kimlei b'darav emnei. Even though you're called a mazik l'gabi tashlumim, you're not called a mazik l'gabi chiyev misa. And that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So it would seem without the Mishnah, a person could think that maybe it's the same. Maybe just like who shechovel ba'oviv, he's potter to pay because him levi the rabbinari. So if you consider him the mazik, you consider him the chayvel also. So memele should be potter also. There should also be a concept of him levi the rabbinari. If you attribute the action of the shirt to him, so say him levi the rabbinari. And that is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Nah, you don't say that. So be'emison, we won't go into Rav Nechunya ben Hakon and Abaye, L'chayre, but this is the pilpul. The pilpul is, do you say, Kimle b'daravne, when my eish killed a person? Is there a concept of Kimle b'daravne? That we, just like we attribute that I'm the mazik, whatever happened through my eish, maybe I'm the retzeach also, and let us say, Kimle b'daravne. So the Gemara brings a raya. No, you don't say kimle b'darav minei. A raya from Shleishim Shalevet. Also you have the same thing. You don't say kimle b'darav minei. And that I suggest you can't bring a raya from Shleishim Shalevet to Eish, because Shleishim Shalevet is a knas, and the Dvei Agdi is mom. could be Beth Pshat and Tosfos. V'nira l'ri. So, Kaponim, we have a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara somehow was medamer, ilu shayre kotel abdo. And we're learning out from shayre kotel abdo. So what are we learning out? V'nira l'ri the hochi porich. Ochinami d'loy mechaye b'momin shehizviki mariga se'evet. That the Gemara's kasha is not from Shloshim Shalevet. Now the Gemara's asking like this. Let me ask you a shayla. Let me ask you if your shayla killed an Eved and was mazik a gdi, will you have to pay for the gdi? Zichya? Because the concept of kamlei b'darabnei does not apply if your shayla killed an Eved. So just like if Yeshua killed an Eved, you have to pay for the Gdi. So if your Eish killed an Eved, you also should have to pay for the Gdi. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. Frek the Eilike Marsha on Taisus, he says, he doesn't understand Taisus. Amir the Kekashe. He says, let's, Taisus is, we're asking a Kashe. Let me, if Yeshua killed an Eved, would you be chayv on the Gdi? No. Vector Masha, how do you know? Maybe yes. How do you know? You're not chayiv on the Gdi. So the Teretz is, the Seichel tells me, if a Asher kills the Eved, there's no concept of Kibble b'darabne, I should be potter for the Gdi. But it's Seichel. So if the whole thing is built on Seichel, so why do you have to give me a Gdome? If a Asher killed an Eved in a Gdi, my Seichel tells me you're chayiv on the Gdi. So who adim if an Eish killed an Eved in a Gdi? Also the A should be chayiv on the Gdi. Why do you have to jump to a Sheir? The whole din of Sheir that killed an Eved in the Gdi, that what you know, you chayiv on the Gdi, you don't have a pasuk. There's no pasuk like that. No, your Seichel tells you, if my Sheir killed an Eved, it's not mistaken, should be din kim le ben rabne on the Gdi, because my Sheir killed an Eved. So your Svara is telling you that you're mechuyev to pay for the Gdi. So why do you have to go to a case with a Asher killing an Eved in the Gdi and then learning out an Eish that killed an Eved in the Gdi? There's no Mekor in Asher, there's no Posvik. It's a Seichel, the din will be like that by Asher. So go directly. The Seichel tells me, there's nothing Kim Leib Darabne, by Eish kills an Eved in the Gdi. Why do you have to go to Asher? This kasha is the Masha's kasha. Bekitza, let us go to the next taisus, and this next taisus is a muyim dike taisus, a very shver taisus, but let's try to see how much we can understand from this taisus. The Gemara said as follows. According to Reish Lakish, we have here a scenario that there was an Eved Kofos, and he burnt the Eved, and he killed the Gdi, and he's potter, and he's potter to pay. Now, when he burnt the Eved b'yadayim, he's a retzeyach, says. Poshes, he's chayim misa. And went further and killed the Gdi, so he's potter on the Gdi. Kim le b'daramne. Frek the Gemara, why do you need a Mishneh to tell me that you put on the Gdi, and a Mishneh, and a Koimis to tell me you burnt an Eved and the fire went further and then killed the Gdi, you put on the Kimleb, I know the deal of Kimleb the Rabne, you tell me Kimleb the Rabne? Maile Memre. So I said, oh, he's telling you a big Kiddush. The Gdi belonged to someone else. He killed the Eved that belonged to Reuven. And he killed, and this fire killed a Gdi that belonged to Shimon. So there's a Chiyuv Misa because of the Ritzich of the Eved of Reuven. There's a Chiyuv Tashlumin to Shimon. Who told you in such a case, you say, Kim Lei B'Darabnei? Maybe the holding of Kim Lei B'Darabnei is if the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Momen is to the same person. So then the din is that if I get the Einish Misa, I don't have to pay the Momen. Because of you, I'm getting a bigger Einish. I'm getting the Einish Misa. So I don't have to pay all the Momen also. It's sufficient Einish Misa. That is, if the sibah of the chiyav misa and the sibah of the chiyav mamon is to the same person, so you're giving me enough of an einish, give me the einish misa because of you, so I don't have to pay the mamon. But if there are two bali dvarim involved, that he's getting killed because he killed Reuven's eved, so that's why the Shimon should not get paid for his gdi? What do I have that they're killing you because of Reuven's eved? I got a gdi. You burnt my gdi. Pay for my gdi. So kamash melon, that even though it's misa lechad, umamen lechad, you also say kibbler, but the rabbi, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now let us see Taisus. So that's a chiddush. V'cheinami omarove b'perik ben tzoyre. So Taisus, as you know, this chiddush, the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin, Seira Moire, Roidev shoye roidev acha chaveiroi l'holga. A person was chasing, Reuven was chasing Shimon. He wanted to kill Shimon. He wanted to kill Shimon. So let us just state a fact now, that when Reuven wants to kill, when Reuven is a roidev to kill Shimon, he's chayev misa. A roidev is chayev misa. There's a mitzvah to kill him. So Mamela, Reuven is chayev misa. When he's chasing Shimon, he's chayev misa. V'shiber akelim, and while he's in the midst of this process of chasing Shimon, he's wild. He has to go and kill Shimon. So he broke kelim on the way. He wants to kill Shimon, and so nothing stays in his way. So he broke kelim. Bein shel nirdaf, bein shel odom, bein shel kol odom potter. Shteken the Gemara, that even though, so if he broke the kelim of Shimon, nope. So he's chayim misa because of Shimon. He broke Shimon's kelim. No, so it's poshim, he's potter to pay. But it says, what if the kelim belonged to Levi, and he broke Levi's kelim? You're also potter. So you see, this din, that kimlei b'derabne, even though there's a chayim misa, even though there's a chayim misa to Shimon, mishum Shimon, and there's a chayim momen, mishum Levi, you also say kimlei b'derabne. Mamish asugi a gemara in Sanhedrin. The kasha, the perikame de Sanhedrin, oma momin loze unefoshes loze chayev. Now I'd like to elaborate what the case was over there to understand Taisvus kasha. The case is a little complicated, but not too gefelach. We have a parsha of Moitzi Shemra. The parsha of Moitzi Shemra, even though it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, the whole story, but Moitzi Shemra comes with a whole story of Moitzi Shemra. That a person married a nisha, b'shas teiris, and she was a psula, and then later by the nisuin, we find out she's not a psula. So what happened? And he brings to Adim that she was mezana ben eiris and l'nisuin. To Adim come to Bezdin, and she was mezana tachto. They say when she was mezana, the erisin was in nisin, the nisuin was in elo, and she was mezana tamus to Adim. It's bitter. So the din is you're gonna go and kill her. Fine. The father of this isha is, he comes to Bezdin with two Adim. That amazim the bals to Adim. And nechteket tog, the day they said Adis, that she was mezan in New York, they were in Florida then. We were together with Adim in Florida. Imono ayisa. Ah! The whole story, everyone was talking about this rishante, that what, she was mezan at tachtam. The father bought two Adim. Benahapachu! These two Adim, they were in Florida that day. Neshekron. Ooh, ah! So now, what's the din? So now we have already new headlines. So now, the halacha is that these two Adim, they wanted to kill her, so they're chayim misa. They're chayim misa, they wanted to kill her. Fine. So, they're chayim misa. And now, let's see what we're up to now. So they're chayim misa. And now the father, the indignant father, is coming to the Baal, the husband, Yameitzi Shemra. Yameitzi Shemra, yeah. He brought false Eidim, and you owe me Meir Kesef. So now it's Mamish, he's on the winning side. But the story didn't stop over here. Now the Baal brings Eidim that Amazim the Ovs Eidim. How can you say you were with them in Florida? Resh Chodesh Tammuz, you were with us in Alaska, Resh Chodesh Tammuz. Oh, wow. So now, the Nahapachu. So now it comes out, so we were Mazim the Eidrei Habal, who was Mazim, it's like a Chagadje, who was Mazim the Eidrei Ha'o, that we Mazim the Eidrei Ha'o, who was Mazim the Eidrei Habal. So now it comes out like this. So now that's the end of the story. So it comes out as follows. So the Eidei Ha'ov that said the Eidei Habal were with them in Florida. So they wanted to do two things. They wanted to kill the Eidei Habal and they wanted to be Mechayev. The Baal, Meir Kesef, they made a whole Eisig, they wanted to kill the Eidei, the Baal, Mechayev, the Baal. So the Gemara says, so you have to do both to them. You have to kill them, and you also have to pay Meir Kesef to the Baal. They want to be Mechayev, the Baal. The Koshes, Berkama, the Sanhedrin, Oma, Momen, Loze, Nefoshes, Loze, Chayev. They're gonna throw the book at them. They're gonna kill them because they wanted to kill the Eidei Habal, and they'll be Chayev Momen because they wanted to Chayev the Baal Meir Kesef. So enough in the Gemara. Here our Gemara is going, there's no Dinkim, even though it's Momen to one, even though it's moment to one, and Misa to another, we also say, Kim Levi Darab Menei. That's our Gemara, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the fine Dalit. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fyudom at base, that says, Momen Laze, Unnefoshes Laze Chayiv. So we see the whole thing is Batul Mevutul. The whole thing is Batul Mevutul. Gemara says, Klo. That if there are two different Bali Dvorim over here, you wanted to kill the Eidim, you wanted to be Chayiv the Baal, so then there's no Dinkim Levi Darab, because you're Chayiv Mis, because you wanted to kill him, so that part doesn't, the Chayiv moment to me, doesn't work like that. That's Tosfos Kash. And this Tosfos we have here, two Terutz. Now let's see the Terutz. V'tire tzorav Rav Yitzchak Bar Mordechai, d'chol roidev achar chaveiro, Choshev Mise v'tashlumim le'echad. Mishum de mechayev Mise l'chol odom, da kril chayovin lohergoy lahatzil hanirdov. So Taisra says, Amore v'kizach, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Mise lezeh, umomim lezeh, there's no din of kim lebu d'rabni. You found a gemore in Sanhedrin that you don't have based? You're 100% right. Mise lezeh, umomim lezeh, no din kim lebu d'rabni. Ah, you had a gemore in Sanhedrin and our gemore. Let's first go to gemore in Sanhedrin. The gemore in Sanhedrin said that Reuven was chasing Shimon. He wanted to kill Shimon. So Reuven was chayev Mise. And then, when in the midst of chasing Shimon, he broke Levi's kalim. So he said, "Kim Levi d'Rabbanei." So even though he's chayiv mise al tzleidev, because he wanted to kill Shimon, he's potter to pay Levi for his kalim. So Tosfos had brought a raya from there that you see, momen lezeh mise lezeh. He also said, "Kim Levi d'Rabbanei." So the Ribbur Admor, nah, you're learning wrong pshat. There's a din on Levi to kill Reuven. There's a din on Yehuda to kill Reuven. There's a din we have to be matzel the Shimon. Reuven wants to kill Shimon. So there's a din on Levi to kill him. There's a din on Yehuda to kill him. So Memele, since there is a din on Kol Ha'olam to kill Shimon, to kill Reuven, so it's called Momin Umisa Lazeh. That means it's a din on Levi to kill Reuven. So if he broke Levi's kalim, so it's called Levi has a din to kill him. and Levi is a chiv to kill him, and he broke Levi's kelim. So that's called mise umamim leechot. By a roidiv, it's not considered mise lozeh umamim lozeh. Whoever there's a chiyuv to kill him, so it's called there's a chiyuv mise, there's a chiyuv for him to kill, he has a tviyav mise, and he has a tviyas momen, so memele, that's called mise momen lechat. That's the gemore. Our gemore is also the same story. There was a person who wants to kill an evet, he's a roidiv. So memele, the own, and he burns someone else's gdi. So you say, oh, that's the chiddush, that even though it's Reuven's Eved and Shimon's Gdi, you also potter. Misa lezem v'mozem. Nah, the Gemara means because there's a chiyuv misa to Shimon because Shimon is machuyim. This roitzeach when he's in the process of killing the Eved, hits his beguvei shel Eved. He's a roidev. He's a mamash a roidev. So there's a din that Shimon has to kill him. Levi has to kill him. There's a din that has to kill him. That's considered mise umamin lachat. So b'meila, that's pshat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, they have a real case of mise lezeh, umamin lezeh. They wanted to kill. They wanted to kill the Eidei HaBaal. They wanted to be Mechayev the Baal. Ooh, Ibiza, a moment for two different parties. It's two different, and there's no Dinkim Leib the Rabbi. That was the Riber HaMotchai's Teretz. The Teretz for Rav Yitzchak Bar Motchai. The Chol Roidev Acher Chaveri Choshev Misa V'Tashlumim Lecha. Mishum the Mechayev Misa L'Chol Adam. So that's called Achiyev Misa L'Chol Adam, that everyone is Mechuyev to see that he should get killed. So that's called Misa L'Zeh, which is also Meredek Echidish, let's not get into that. That's called Misa Momin L'Chol Echad. Marisa Memele, that's Shadana Gemara, that's Shadana Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bon Mahalos. The Rabbeinu Tam Eforish, the Rabbeinu Tam did not like this pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam goes and nu mahalach in gans. The bechol mokein misa laze v'tashlumim laze potter. No, you learn that this is a psaza charifish pshat at the Riber HaMotchai says it's called misa v'tashlumim lecha. No. Misa laze v'tashlumim laze is potter. You're always potter. It doesn't chilek to chiyuv mises because of one, the chiyuv tashlum is big to someone else. There's a thing kimlei b'drabmane. No, the, if you give a mise, he's potter to pay. So chilek the same person, a different person. If you give a mise, he's potter. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin. The gemara said in Sanhedrin that mami lezeh nefoshes lezeh. The gemara said there that. Eidei ha'ov have to pay the Baal. They have to get killed because they wanted to kill the Eidei ha'ov. Hosom, levad mi Eidim zaymimim. They're the Gemara speaking about Eidim zaymimim. The be'inin she is kaim kashe zomam b'kol echot. There's a din in Iver kashe zomam. There's a din of kashe zomam. That is an einish kasher zomam lasa islochid. So Meila, listen, he was mechayev the Baal meya kesef. No, there's a din kasher zomam. So Meila, so he has to pay. Here we can't say kim lebe the rabbanei. There's a din kasher zomam. So the Bichas Avraham asks a very pertinent question. The Rabbeinu Tam is going with Kasher Zomam. What do you do, Kasher Zomam? He says, I don't understand. He says, let's say a person, the case, our case, he went and killed an Eved and burnt a Gdi. So he said, no, he's Potter, Kimlev the Rabne. Hi, there's a Posik, Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. You have to pay, there's a Posik, you have to pay for the Behema. Posik.
Nee, kannst du, ich sag, ich will bremen, ey. So, oh, was hat der Pussig? We, goes underneath the rug. Ich will
So, the Biches Avrom is, why, what did the Rabbi Natam see in Kasha Zomam? Sicher. I was Zomam to the Baal to make him pay Meyazuz. That's right. I killed a Behemah, Moshe Chayiv Meyazuz. So when it comes to the Behemah, so when you come with your lawyer, listen, he doesn't have to pay for the Behemah, you're killing him, Kimle B'Darabmane. So the same lawyer that's patering you from Aki Behemah Yishalmena, the same lawyer should say, listen, you're killing him because he wanted to kill the Abal. Why is he machuyif to pay him? Here all of a sudden the cash, here can you become cash is almost. Why didn't you have to be become Aki Behemah Yishalmena? I thought, I don't know if this is a good teretz, but perhaps it's something to think about. Rabbi Chanan in Kevet Shiurim in Ksubis says that the chiyuv of Kasher Zomam is a unique chiyuv. The chiyuv of Kasher Zomam is that they put, the Edom Zomam put a chiyuv on a person. And this chiyuv that they put on the, they put a chiyuv, Besten Paskin, that this person is chayiv to pay. He's a Mreitzi Shema, they put a chiyuv. The din is, the chiyuv that was put on this person boomerangs on them. That means there was a chiyuv and the boomerangs on them. So it could be as follows, that the whole concept of Kimle B'Darabmane means, if I did two avlis, I killed someone, I was mazik, so memele, I owe for the hezek, I'm chayiv misa for the retziche, so I have a whole bunch of my own chiyuvim. So there the Torah said, that Kimle B'Darabmane, you give him the bigger chiyuv, that means he did a whole bunch of things which are accumulating chiyuvim on him, give him the bigger chiyuvim, finished, alayhi. That's it in Kimle B'Darabmane. But here, the din of Eidim Zomimim Kasher Zomam is not a pshat, I did, I owe. The chiyuv that you created, you created a chiyuv in them, that boomerangs on you. You created a chiyuv, that has to be described, it's not for what I did. The chiyuv you created boomerangs back on you, and since you created a chiyuv, it has to go back. Maybe this is a svara, maybe it's not a svara, I don't know. But I'll call upon him, this is what Rabbi Natam said. Rabbi Natam said that the chiyuv of Kasher Zomam is unique, and there we can't use the klal of Kimlo B'Darabmane. Baby Raya, the Benetambo Raya. So Rabbi Natam said, Amor Dikazach. When the Tam said that the whole Torah kula misal zebet hashlum mazeh is potter, kutz from Eidim Zaymimim. Vehivirai the Gemrinin say the Vehivirai the Gemrin. How do you know this whole concept of Kimle B'Darabmane? The Gemrinin sheim misal zebet hashlumim miloyia osain onesh sheyonesh sheim yia osain loyia onesh. The whole makor is a posik in the Torah. A person went and hit a isha muberes, a isha hora, v'yotzo yil v'lodeho, so memele, the vlodis got killed. So the din is you have to pay the vlodis to the baal. The baal gets the demay vlodis. That im lo yiliya osain, if she won't get killed, that means the negifa chiyiga if isha hora only affected the vlodis, then you paid the demay vlodis. Im lo yiliya osain. In Yilye Ose, but what if he killed her? Lo Yeyonesh, so then you don't have to pay the Dmei Blodis. Now who do you pay the Dmei Blodis to? The Baal. His Chiyiv Mise is because he killed her. So the whole Mekoyer of Kimle B'Darabne is Mise Lezeh, Momer Lezeh. So you're making a whole Geratschke, ooh, a Psechidish, you're saying a whole Shtik Teure, Mise Lezeh, Momer Lezeh. The whole pasuk of Kimle B'Darabmane is Misal Lezeh, Momen Lezeh, and you say Kimle B'Darabmane. So Al Kolchoch, you have to say Maishtrik Teire, the Kasher Zomam is different. But Hosom, Misal Leishe, the Tashlumim Lebal.
So Memele, so the Rabbeinu Tam went and said, so you see, Klor, enough in the Pasuk, that is a din of Kimle B'Darabne, B'Misal Zeh, B'Tashlumim L'Zeh. So Taisvi says, Umiyu Ein Zerai. Listen, it's too good. You bring your eye from a Pasuk, Dar Kochach Tzach Loim, Doha Chosiv Misa B'Tashlumim L'Echot, Kivin She'em Guf Echot, Di Lav Hochi, למאי דבוי למיימי מיקור בפרק בן צוירה מוירי גבי רוידף דמיסו לזה ותשלומים לו זה חייב איך אבא משעני לי לקרוא פייטויסווס there's a man the yom ahav amine but there's a hav amine the gemara that wants to say that מיסו לזה ותשלומים לו זה נפייק במזיימים בי רוידף Veshiba Kalim Shalach, he wanted to say that you're chayim. There was such a man the Yoma. No, how did he learn Chumash? The Rabbi Natan said, it's a love in the post, like Chumash. How did he learn Chumash? So, Kolchoch, you have to say that the Pasuk is considered Misa B'Tashlumim L'Echot, Kibin Shehen Guf Echot. Now, what does that mean? Kibin Shehen Guf Echot. So the only way I could understand this Taisva is, I saw that Yael Sashacha starts this way, and then he doesn't want to remain with this, but let's try, perhaps we could remain with this. L'chayre, if you hold Uba Yerechimoy, and Taisva says for them, Babakam, we pass can Uba Yerechimoy. So Uba Yerechimoy means that Isha Muberes, is the Uber is a Yerech is like one of the Ivorim of the Isha. It's not that there's two parties here, there's an Isha and an Uber. No. There's one goof here, there's Uber Yerechim, this is the Isha. So Memele, so when you killed this Isha, so you killed the Ubrim, since they're part of the Isha, that's a chelik of the Isha. You killed the hand, you killed the nose, you killed the Ubrim. This is Misa Lozeh, the Ubrim is a Yerich of the Isha. So Mamele, there's a Chiyuv Misa to the Uber also. There's a Chiyuv Misa to the Uber, who is a chelik of the Isha. So Memele is called Misa Loze. Not I'm Chayiv Misa. I'm Chayiv Misa for killing you. And you're a Chalik of the Isha. So even though the Tashlumim is to the Baal, but I'm Chayiv Misa to the Ubrim als Chalik of the Isha. Vaitevi Rai. The Benetan brought another Rai to his Yesod. That there's no problem with Misal Zer Tashlum Lezer. The Sman B'Mechilton, the Mishnah further, to who Shehidli Kagodish, or Shechovel Bacheri, B'Shabbis Potter, to come lay B'Darab Menei. Half of God Davi Misal Shemaim B'Tashlum Lechaberoi. Ben Tam Es Tamir Dike Kashe, a person burnt a Godish Shol Chaberoi, in Shabbos. So you say, Kim lay B'Darab Menei. No, the Chi of Misa is not to the Baal HaGodesh, the Chiyuv Misa is to the Rabbeinu Shalom, is Mechal HaShabbos. The Chiyuv Tashlumim is to the person. No, Misa Lozeh, B'Tashlumim Lozeh, and you say, Kim Lev Ramnei. So you see, I'm right. That enough in the Mishnah. Ve'ein Zed Diyuke. So Taishu says, nah, this Mishnah is also no Raya. V'zeh Choshiv Misa B'Tashlumim Lechad. This is called Misa B'Tashlumim Lechad. Now what does this mean? So the Rashba says, Amirdike Rashba, Harei u chayiv nefoshreis l'shamayim, he's chayiv misa to the Rabbi Nishloilom, shahakoyl shaloi. This is the Loshna Rashba. So that means, Daksamid Rashba means, 10, the Mishnah says in Novus, 10 lay mishaloi, shahata vishalcho shaloi. So I got news for you. The Godish, maybe the owner of the Godish is an apotropis on the Godish, but it's not his. Ten lei mishaloi sha'ata v'shelcho shaloi. So memele, the moment is also the Rosh said, give it to the one who's the apotropis on the Godish. But lemaise, it's misa l'shamayim, and it's momen l'shamayim. Sha'akel shaloi. That's what the Rashba says. I think that's pshat. Uktas kosher l'ri. So now the ri had a kasha. He amored the kasha here over here. Machidish yesh begdi dechad va'avda dechad. Tvei mimar shahoyo shal echot. Alei einei mischayev mise lefi shehifsid loy avdoi. Afilo horag evet shal atzmai chayev. So, now let us explain this taisvis. The Gemara says that, Tangas Achidish, Misa Lechat, Momen Lechat, the Eved belonged to Reuven, the Gdi belonged to Shimon, and he killed the Eved and the Gdi, so even though the Chiyuv Misa, it's because of the Eved, the key of Mammon is because of Shimon's Gdi. He said, Kim Leib Darabne. So you see, Mis Lachat, Mammon Lachat, you say, whatever the Lomdus is. Tataisa Mirdike Kashe. When he killed the Eved, he's Chayev Misa because it's Reuven's Eved? He's not Chayev Misa because it's Reuven's Eved. But Chayev Reuven will kill his own Eved, he's also Chayev. The Chi of Mises is because I killed the Eved, not because of Reuven. God, he belongs to Reuven. But the Chi of Mises of the Eved is because I killed the Eved. Not because he's Reuven's Eved. So the Gdi could be because I killed the Eved. The name of the Eved is Eliezer. That's his name. So I'm Chi of Mises because I killed Eliezer, who's an Eved. So if Reuven, the owner of Avram, the owner of Eliezer, had a Gdi, so there's a Chiyav Misa to Eliezer, and there's a Chiyav Tashlumim to Avram. I killed Avram's Gdi. So why do you have to say it was Shimon's Gdi? It can be Avram's Gdi. As if it says, the Chiyav Misa is not because of Avram, the Chiyav Misa is because of Eliezer. Amar di Kikashi. Let's see again the kasha. Ktas kosheli, machidim shesh, bigdi dechad, va'avda dechad, tvei mashoy shalechot. Alein mischayiv misa, lefi shiv said loy avdoi, because I was mafsu yevet. Vafilo argevet shalat my chayiv. It's a chlitchek, the mikom mokim nira lechidish. No, it's a big chidish. It's a big chidish if you kill Shimon's day, you kill Avrom's day. You have to understand what's the chidish. What is the Chiddush? I thought perhaps we could say, we had mentioned a few times, a Ha'ore that I found in the Chiddush Yerim, Parshas Chayesore, which asks a Mirdike Kasha. Yes, a Kasha, the din is, a Goy has a child, it's called the son of the Goy. The Sichas by a Goy, Beladen ben Beladen. A Goy has a wife, it's the Goy's wife. It's Eishas Rebel, Eishas Akum. A Goy can have a wife, a Goy can have a child, as a mensch. An Evi Knani, not his child, he's a Chamoyer. I'm a Dreamer, a Chamoyer. Can't have a wife, he can't have a child, no Yichas, nothing. Frechter, what's an Evi Knani? Evi Knani is a Goy. That made Mila and Tvila is chayv a mitzvah. He's a chamorer. Shema shemayim. This passed from anti-Semite to say, how did he become a chamorer? He became a chamorer because he became an eved and he's chayv mitzvahs. He's a chamorer. He's not a mensch. He's a chamorer. So he says, Amor the Kazakh to Chedushirim. He says, a goy is a mensch. I called another maybe, but he's a mensch. He's a mensch. The whole yadus of an Eved Knani is because he's mevatel himself completely to the other. That means the mensch sheboy, the atmi sheboy, is not mine. I'm giving myself completely over to the other. Gufoy konoy, that means not I'm working for him. I'm his. So Mele, the whole zich, the whole atzmi is, the whole ishus that an eved has, it's not, it doesn't belong to him, was given over to the yodin. So what is, so he's like a chamoyer, that means, so If Shadis, he can't have Yichus because he doesn't, there's no he, there's no Atzmius, it's completely given over to the other. That's what the Chedush Yerim says. So Memele, and that's why he's a Yid. And that's why he's a Yid, because he belongs to a Yid. So it could be the Chiyuv Misa, when I kill the Eved of Ruve, of Avram, I kill Eliezer Eved Avram. The Chiyuv Misa is because he's Koni to Avram. That's why there's a Chiyuv Misa if I kill him. Because he's Koni to Avram. So Memele, that's why there's a Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa is because of Avram. So Memele, so the Chiyuv Misa is because of Avram. Like, he and Avram are one, since he's completely Koni to Avram. So the Chiyuv Misa is because he's Koni to Avram. So if I burn a Gdi of Avram, that's called Misa l'Avram and Momen l'Avram. That's why the Gemara they say that he burned the Gdi of Shimon. So that and Momen to Shimon.